Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Reedy's Mail.
So fortunate we have the greatest living NRL journalist with us on the panel.
When's he getting here? Is that why he's sponsored by Billabong?
You know, I got all this stuff. My brother Billabong. Lives on the Gold Coast. There's a Billabong outlet store up there.
Is it?
Yeah, you get all Burley. The stuff cheap as chips.
It's at Burley.
Yeah.
What second?
No, it's back of Southport, I think. Yeah, back of back of a.
That's near Burley.
All right, Benoa Waters.
All right, yeah. Ka-ching. Have you got any mail for us?
Yeah, sorry. Look, this developing story time up in Brisbane with COVID. So the NRL's now hired a private plane for the Broncos for that game against Melbourne next week. They'll fly down, I think I mentioned before, 72 hours before the game, so they'll fly down on Tuesday at this stage. They'll undergo COVID tests immediately, go straight into a bubble, and then fly home straight after the game. That's the plan for next week.
They'll have the ability to get out to a training venue, I take it.
Yes,
that
will allow them to. They'll be able to have the captains run and train and so on, but minimal contact, obviously, with the public. But yeah, they'll have to go down 3 days before the game, and on a charter flight, much like the teams were doing last year, and they'll fly home straight after the game. And I mean, that's all happened this afternoon. So I imagine between now and next Friday, there'll be more changes in what happens. But that's the plan at this stage.
So this all starts from the one case out of Brisbane, which is the UK variant. Strain,
and it's now two likely acquired cases now. They found another one. So I'm obviously on red alert up there, and the Broncos have obviously got to abide by what I imagine the Victorian government's saying that they want Brisbane to do to make sure that game goes ahead on Friday night.
All right, okay. And look, still north of the border, the Gold Coast and their interest in Brandon Smith?
Well, it's got an impact for a few clubs, actually, because there was a few clubs in the mix for Brandon Smith. Canterbury, Gold Coast, Brisbane. I'm told now Brandon Smith's made the decision to stay in Melbourne next year. He won't be leaving at the end of the year. And the Gold Coast have actually moved on already. They've made an offer to a guy named Darryl Clark. He's a former Man of Steel in Super League in England. He's an England hooker. Plays for Warrington. I think he's behind, obviously, Josh Hodgson, the pecking order with England, but he's the second in charge, I guess you could say, for him. He's his backup. The Gold Coast, I'm told, have actually tabled an offer to Darryl Clark for next season. He's got a year left in his contract at Warrington. I'm told he's been allowed. They will release him to leave without a transfer fee. They hope to get someone else, obviously, to fill that vacancy, but by the sounds of it, and I'm told Canterbury are also interested in Darryl Clark as well, but by the sounds of it, Brandon Smith will now stay in Melbourne next year, and Gold Coast have moved on.
So I'm assuming Brandon Smith stays with the understanding or the realisation that he's going to play 13 or off, that Harry Grant has the spot, and if he is going to, he's not going to be able to play hooker there unless something changes in regards to that, because, well, Harry Grant's available, he'll be the nine.
Yep, I think that's the situation right now still. I mean, with Brandon, things could change between now and the end of the year, but I'm told he's told the other clubs that are interested in his management has now that at the moment, as it stands right now, he's going to stay, and obviously the Gold Coast don't have time to sit in their hands. They've gone and pursued someone else.
So do you think Bellamy's... I know Craig Bellamy's been offered a lifetime, which is lifetime until he's 69 or 70 by the Storm, and basically giving him a free reign, whatever job he wants. Do you think the likes of Jerome Hughes and now Brandon Smith and maybe Pappenhausen have an idea who's going to be coach after Bellamy relocates, or will it be Bellamy? Do you think Bellamy's going to stay?
Well, they want Craig to stay for one more year as head coach. That offer's on the table for Craig. And I spoke to Craig after the game for a while on Friday night, and I'm not sure he's ready to make a decision even yet. They obviously play Brisbane next week, and I don't think we'll...
he's been hanging out with Cam Smith about decision-making.
There's a chance we won't get a decision before then.
That's some advice.
it's interesting on who replaces him, because the guy they want, I think, is Jason Riles. And Jason Riles is on Eddie Jones' coaching staff with English Rugby Union. But there's a meeting next week about Eddie Jones with his future with English Rugby. There's a chance Eddie Jones might get sacked
next
week.
Well, he'd have poor Six Nations.
Yeah. And the English media's turned on him over there, like they have turned on him like rabid dogs over there. So there's every chance
that
he gets...
It's not like the English media.
What's that?
It's not like the English media.
No, they're normally so nice, aren't they? Forgiving. So there's a chance that Rolsey will actually be out of work as a result of that. So even if Craig doesn't take up that offer for the full-time job next year, I mean, Rolsey may be available. I mean, I think Rolsey had... maybe try and get out of the England deal anyway if he got offered the job, but that might free him of that difficulty.
Geddy Jones should arrange an interview with the Royals, and that'll get him back on side. It'll be sweet over there. The English public, they'll turn back his
way. Mate, once you lose English, the media over there, oh, yeah. You're in massive
bit
trouble.
Bit of Fleet Street in you, I reckon.
Oh, mate, please.
Well, what about that? What do you make of that, the cross-code thing with coaches? Now, I see today Michael Checker saying, yeah. I mean, he's coaching Lebanon, I think, if the World Cup goes ahead, with a view that, you know, because he spent some time, he and Trent Robinson are pretty close. They travel overseas to America together, watch footy, all that sort of stuff.
He was on the coaching staff at the Roosters last year.
Correct. How tough do you reckon it is for someone like Cech to be able to go into a system if it went beyond Lebanon and into an NRL?
I've no idea, Tony, because it's rarely happened, yeah. Has it really? And it's not something that we've ever kind of entertained. We just thought, well, you know, they're different sports. I think a lot of coaching is similar and does, you know, transcends borders type thing that... But I guess when the intricacies of the game are involved, and, you know, he said he'll never be a technician of the game, so you just put people around you who are. But if you're a good man manager and you understand sport and professionalism and success and all of those kind of things, I think, yeah, you could probably contribute in any sport. It's just that you've got to have the right people around you for the areas that you aren't as comfortable in or as knowledgeable in as others.
Yeah. That's why I hire people who can talk good.
You're good talker.
Well, I had one of them such mentioned at Balmain when Alan Jones in 93 was my coach. And obviously Jonesy didn't know the intricacies of rugby league, but he was an inspiring type character. And I think at the end of the day, if you're a good man manager and you've got the players' interests at heart and they feel that, I think you'll do anything for the bloke who's carrying the whistle, no matter whether it's an ex-union player, a coach, or an ex-AFL coach, as long as they know what you're about and they love what you're doing and have 100% faith in you, I think you'll do anything for them.
And as Alan pointed out, when we turn the corner, it'll be a freeway. They just never got to that corner.
Jonesy was of the opinion, if you train really well, that, you know, you've had enough. Go home. So we got together and we said, boys, come on, we've got to train our ass off so we can get an early mark. So we used to warm up on the field, did like that fast walking touch footy, and then we turned into jogging. And one day Jonesy came from a meeting and he was in his suit and tie and stuff, and he's seen us all training and scoring tries with like oranges over our head and everything. He said, go home, you guys. Go home. He said, we're there for half an hour playing touch footy. He said, go home. So every Tuesday we tried to do the same thing. He didn't say it to us again.
I heard he said, you can't improve perfection. Go home. Go home.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.